Comedy Parade, our showcase for new comedy shows, in which we bring you a new show each week. Today's program features Arthur Lowe, familiar to BBC TV viewers as Captain Mannering in Dad's Army.
Parsley Siding. Time to go over to Parsley Siding to meet Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, and as the station master, Arthur Lowe. With six trains a day and four staff, Parsley Siding isn't the smallest station on British Rail. It just appears to be. Nevertheless, Station Master Hepplewhite knows that efficiency and discipline are vital. Miss Simpkin?
Yes, sir.
I called you because I'd been advised by regional control that I'm to receive a very important telephone call at 3 p.m.
Oh.
See that I'm not disturbed at that time.
Right.
If anyone should want me, you can tell them that I'm in conference. The vicar may call. If he does, take a message.
Yes, sir. I'll take down whatever he wants.
But don't let him tie you up. You know what he's like.
Yes, Mr. Hepplewhite. It's nothing serious, is it? Telephone call?
Who knows, Mr. Simpkins. With current railway policy, I fear that the axe is falling on we smaller units. All railway stations now have at least two car parks.
Well, we've got parking facilities.
You can scarcely apply that term to a cycle shed with space for one pair of roller skates.
Surely they wouldn't close us down, Mr. Hepplewhite. Not party sidings.
Anything is possible in this computer age. Why, only last week, Biggins of Little Nethering was replaced by a small grey box with a thinking cogwheel.
No.
Once they find a torch battery small enough to replace Oates of Upper Warlock, the whole of that branch line can be run from a hearing aid.
Well, I'd be ever so sorry if we were closed down.
You'd be sorry. How do you think I'd feel? All my life, I've hoped that one day I'd hand Parsley Sidings over to my son, Bertrand. Just as my father handed it on to me, and his father to him.
What a pity it would be if, just as that happened, he got closed down or replaced by a machine.
I'll admit that there are some things a machine can do better than Bertrand. Thinking for one. But Bertrand's heart is in the right place. He's a railway Hepplewhite, born and bred. There's coal in that lad's veins. Coal and diesel. And blood, somewhere.
No wonder you persuaded him to join us and give up that milk round.
Oh, that's unthinkable. A railway Hepplewhite pushing milk bottles through letterboxes.
Well, do you really push them through letterboxes?
It wasn't the boy's fault. It was lack of training.
Why didn't he come to the railway straight from school?
A treacherous school careers officer, Miss Simpkins. His brother is on the milk marketing board.
Oh,
of all the boys who left the school that year, three went to university and 548 became milkmen. Well, now get along, Miss Simpkins. Both the chocolate machines want refilling, and the Bognor poster needs attention.
The one that says, "Bear keeps to doing Sally Bognor"?
Yes. Someone's penciled a list of suggestions.
I'll rub it out.
No. Get Percy Valentine to do it. It's a male porter's job. And, Miss Simpkins, speaking of my son Bertrand...
Yes, sir?
I must admit that he's not the brightest booking class we've ever had. If you're able to help him along, I'd be very grateful.
Oh.
With some guidance now, he'll one day make a great station master. I feel it in my bones. You see, he's keen. He's dedicated to the railways.
Father? I'm handing in my notice. I want to leave the railways.
What's the matter with you? Is your booking office haunted?
Oh, Percy Valentine. You scared the life out of me coming in like that. I thought you were my father.
Right.
Aren't you supposed to be on ticket duty?
Now, Gloria Simpkins taking that over. I was sent here to count a lost property.
Lost property?
Yeah, you know, that one shoe and two trilby hats that's been here since 1930. I'm still waiting for a claim from a one-legged bloke with two heads.
What's up, anyway? I'm going to hand in my notice today.
Oh, not again. God, you've been saying that as long as you've been here.
Ah, but this time I'm actually going to do it. I don't want to stay at Parsley Siding forever. I want to do things with my life.
Such, eh?
Well, I don't know. Become a concert pianist?
Right.
A brain surgeon? Something like that. Something with a bit of danger and excitement.
Well, why not be a nude fish and chip fryer?
You can laugh, but I mean it. Okay, then when are you going to resign? As soon as I get my courage up. Hey, how did that sound?
Let's hear it again.
Right. Mr. Hepplewhite, father, I am handing in my notice.
Yeah, that sounds all right, yeah. Mind you don't go and do what you did last time.
What time was that?
When you rushed in and said, I noticed you've had your hand in, fainted and broke your arm on the corner of your desk.
No, this time I know my lines. I'll just take a deep breath, and I'm off. Wish me luck. Fastly said in booking officer. Oh, hello, Chalking. Yeah, it's Percy speaking. Yeah, I offloaded the old tyres. I flogged them to that antique shop in the High Street. Yeah, he's covering them with chintz and selling them for puffs. Hey, what you got now? You're joking. How can I shift 2 gross of fireworks at this time of year? Oh, all right, hang on to him, I'll think about it. Oh, by the way, old Applewhite's getting a bit suspicious. He's got the same line as the one I'm talking to you on now, and he's expecting an important call at 3, poor old twit. See ya.
Pastor Sidings, Horace Applewhite, station master.
Oh, good afternoon, sir. A great honor to hear from you, sir. May I say... Shut what and what? Oh, yes, sir.
Good gracious. The Royal Train? Coming through Pastor Sidings?
Yes, sir. I'll write down the details as soon as I find my gold propelling gun. Yes, sir. I see, sir. Yes. Depend upon me, sir. Precisely, sir. You can count on Heppelwhite. Goodbye, sir.
Mr. Heppelwhite? Father?
Yes?
Yes?
What in heaven's... Heppelwhite!
Yes, sir?
Was that you who came in a moment ago?
Yes, sir.
Then come back in and close the door. What do you mean by bouncing in and out as if your braces were tied to the door handle?
Well, that's say... I've been thinking, sir... You are my father, and it's a bit ridiculous you calling me Heppelwhite, and you know my name's Bert.
Is that all you came to see me about? Heppelwhite, whilst we're on this station, you cease to be my son, Bertrand, and become instead station hall booking clerk Heppelwhite.
Yes.
What would Euston say if they heard two different ranks fraternizing on first name terms? When you hear the news I'm about to impart, your attitude may change somewhat. The Royal Train will be passing through Pastor Sidings in just 4 days' time. I have just heard the news from none other than King's Cross himself. What do you think of that, eh?
Good heavens, them stopping here.
Well, not exactly stopping, Applewhite. They're passing through on their way to Manchester.
Oh, never mind. It's still them, isn't it?
Exactly. No cardboard replicas for Pastor Sidings. Oh, if only your great-grandfather could have been alive to see this day. He always lived in hope that Queen Victoria might grace the station with her presence.
Did she?
No. But just in case, your great-grandfather used to plant tulips in the flower beds. In such a way that when they bloomed, they spelt Victoria.
Ah.
It caused some confusion in the early days of the railway. Many a driver misunderstood the sign and stopped here, depositing 700 mainline passengers on the platform.
Hey, I suppose there'll be special arrangements for the Royal Train.
Indeed there will. You must walk up the line to the signal box and tell Bradshaw to switch the points after the 140 engine only. We don't put the Royal Train following it into the washhouse. And while you're at it, I suggest that you find some paint and decorate the station from stern to starboard. By Thursday, I want Pastor Sidings to gleam as it has never glummed before.
Here, look at that. You missed a bit.
Look, who's painting this wall, you or me?
All right, Michelangelo, see if I care. You funked resigning again, eh?
Dad, you see. I started to tell him, and then I remembered how much it all meant to him. I remembered how, when I was a boy, he'd take down the Heppelwhite family timetable and read me to sleep with the times of the trains.
Oh. So then, what do you do now?
I'm going to resign, but I'll wait till the time's right. Anyway, I'm still looking for another job.
Hang on. How do you get all these job applications without him finding out?
Ah, I've got a post office box under an assumed name. Guy Devere.
Guy Devere, you must be joking.
No, it's my image. The cultured young man seeking his niche in the world. I can hardly go for a job as a test pilot with a name like Bert Heppelwhite, can I?
Test pilot, you? The only local boy to fail his cycling proficiency test.
Well, I failed the pilot thing too, but only because I didn't have a moustache. All good test pilots have moustaches.
Yeah, if you grew a moustache on your head, we couldn't see your face.
Are you insinuating I've got a small head?
Well, you're the only bloke I know who could wear an egg cup as a crash helmet. Anyway, keep up the painting, lad. I'm off to find some work to avoid chart. Beautiful, Gloria. You know, with your voice and my body, we could go places.
Any place your body's going, I don't want to go. Looks like it's
charming, isn't it? Here, you don't know anyone who'd like to buy some fireworks, do you?
Fireworks? At this time of year, you must be joking.
Oh, just a thought. And what's all this about my body going to seize? I'll have you know I'm developing my muscles through the post.
Well,
come on, here, feel that.
Here, watch it, Percy. Someone might come along.
No, don't. Go on, feel that. Feel that bicep. Go on.
I'd have it lanced if I were you.
It's the universe time again, Valentine.
Oh, Mr. Applewhite, I didn't hear you creeping, coming up behind. I was just telling Gloria.
Yes, I'm sure you were. Kindly keep on anatomy to yourself in company's time.
Yes.
Mr. Applewhite, I'm ever so excited about this royal train. I'm missing a Union Jack to hang from my tannoy.
Very commendable. Yes, Mr. Jims, we're all proud that part of the tidings is to be honored by the wheels of the 803/7025 electric. In fact, I have composed a verse in honor of the occasion, which I shall send for publication in the Parsley and Potterson Gazette.
Cool.
I have entitled it, Ode to the Royal Train on Passing Through Parsley Siding.
Oh,
lovely. Oh, great and sturdiest train. It's good to see you again.
I didn't know you'd seen it before, sir. I said, I didn't know you'd seen it before, the Royal Train.
I haven't.
Well, then why did you say, it's good to see you again?
Because it is an ode. It has to rhyme, and there are not many rhymes for train.
How about, oh, great train, all rushing past, it's good to see you're here at last.
Possibly. But the first four lines must all rhyme.
Well, you could add, I wish you wouldn't go so fast, you send the wind, right?
Yeah, thank you. I wish to discuss the details of the forthcoming royal visit with you.
Ah, I see.
When the royal train hoves in sight, I want you to spring to attention and salute. If we can find it, you can hold the British Rail banner aloft at the same time.
Yeah.
Then...
Perhaps I could hold up a brace of lions as well and sing the national anthem in Welsh.
Very amusing. Perhaps you'd also care to wave your national insurance card as the train passes.
Oh, no, please, sir.
Then I suggest you keep your Bolshevik ideas to yourself and practice saluting. Using all the fingers.
Do you reckon they'll wave as they go past, Mr. Heppelwhite?
They may, Miss Simpkins.
What shall I do?
Just give a good display of yourself on the day, Miss Simpkins.
Don't you worry, Mr. Heppelwhite. I'll show them.
I'm sure you will. Remember, this will be a momentous day for party fighting.
Here, you made a lovely job of that wall.
Oh, thanks, Gloria. It's time I did something right.
Poor Bert. I saw that mix-up on the 8:15.
Yeah, Dad didn't half grumble. Still, how was I to know trains don't run on coal anymore? He never stopped talking about the stuff.
And you thought you were doing that chap a favour, shooting 3 tons in the cab of his diesel?
Well, I didn't know he and his mate were still in it. I'm just not cut out for the railway. But I can't bring myself to hurt Dad by handing him my resignation.
Well, why don't you slip it in sometime when he's so happy about something else you'll hardly notice?
Well, that'd never happen, would it?
Well, what about this royal visit? He's so excited. Every time he mentions it, his glasses steam up.
Dear, you may be onto something.
And if you made it an extra special success, he'd be so proud he wouldn't mind what you did.
That's it. Make this visit an absolute triumph and I can go out in glory.
Yes!
Yes. Yeah. But how can I make the thing more special? The train isn't even stopping.
Well, it's the look of the place, isn't it? That's what the royals will remember.
But Dad's already done that. He's having old station cleaned and painted.
Then think of something he's missed. Here, what about our signal box up the line? That's the first thing the royals will see. We could decorate that.
Decorate Bradshaw's signal box?
Who's Bradshaw?
The man who works the signal.
You don't mean there's somebody in there?
Yeah, Bradshaw. He's about 90, so we don't often see him.
Well, I've been round here 2 years, and I've never seen him.
Well, he only comes out once a year for his holiday. He goes down Cornwall for the surfing.
Oh. He's been in that signal box all his life?
Yeah, he's been there 70 years. When he goes, they're going to put up a plaque saying, Bradshaw pulled his lever here.
Well, let's decorate his box for him. We can put a few flowers and some flags around it.
Yeah, right. I've got to go up there anyway to tell him about moving the points over to the royal train.
All right.
Hello, Mr. Bradshaw.
Oh, hey, hello, Master Bertrand. What brings you here?
We want to prepare your box for the royal visit.
We're going to hang a sign up outside.
Parsley Sidings welcomes our queen.
In the wintertime, it catches me something shocking.
Come on, Mr. Bradshaw.
Bradshaw will show you round his box, Claudia. I'll nip out and put the message up.
Mine.
I should go.
He's just outside.
Keep an eye on him. When he was little, he threw a lump of coal at me. So let me know if you see any coal coming through the window.
You've known him a long time.
Ah, bless you, Miss. I knew young Bertrand when his head was even smaller than it is now. God, I used to see it peering at me over the windowsill.
Oh, we thought of putting some flowers round that.
Flowers round his head?
No, round your windowsill.
Do you think the Queen would appreciate it if I put a few flowers on my windowsill?
Yes, I think that's a lovely idea.
So do I. I'll plant some tomorrow. They'll be up by the summer. You've never been here before, then?
No.
It's funny. I don't remember it. When was it?
No, I haven't been here before.
Oh, well, it explains it. I was out that day. Here, would you like to see around in my signal box?
Yes, please.
Oh, well, some other time. But while you're here, I'll show you around.
Oh.
Yes, right. Now, these here. These are the levers here. They're my pride and joy. They control the points, you know.
Do they?
Yes. You just throw yourself against them. And then you ease one of them back. And you've changed the point.
Good heavens. You've been here a long time, I should imagine.
I've been here a long time now, you know.
Oh.
I've seen some changes, I can tell you. I work for Obadiah Applewhite, who was the station master before this present. Mr. Applewhite. Things was different then, you know. I knew what was coming, though. I knew what was coming. Electricity, I said to myself. Yes, electricity. That'll be the next thing.
When did you say that?
1967. It's funny how time flies. Ah, now look at this. Your signal flares. Signal flares. If you get a red flare from down the line, you switch your signals to red. Two red flares, you go to green.
And three red flares?
You switch your points over.
Oh.
I don't know why, but that's what you do. I think it was all to do with the Kaiser, you know, wearing red, white, and blue braces.
Why did the Kaiser wear red, white, and blue braces?
To keep his trousers up.
I've done it, Mr. Bradshaw. Your signal box now says Parsley Sidings welcomes our queen.
Hurrah, Jamaica.
And guess what? I found an old flagpole in the grass.
Rub it with wintergreen, then. I'll soon feel better, sir.
No, I thought we could plant it beside the line and fly a Union Jack.
Oh, well, if you want a flagpole, there's one behind my signal box.
Bye-bye, Mr. Bradshaw. We'll be back later with the flowers.
You just rub it with wintergreen, my dear. You'll be all right, my darling.
Your Majesty. Just a note to say how steamed we were to have you with us on Thursday, no matter how short. My lady wife sends her regards. But we will accept the enclosed pot of jam and gel. Memory is occasion.
Yes, Everwhite, what can I do for you? Just reporting progress towards the big day, sir.
Good. I'm preparing a letter of thanks to Her Majesty.
She hasn't been yet.
No sense in leaving things to the last minute.
I'm glad to see the painting of the station is now completed.
Oh, yes. I've also removed the signs from outside the ladies and gentlemen, as you ordered.
Good. It will present a more delicate face to the Royal Train.
There are snags, sir.
Having no signs up has meant...
Yes, I know, Mr. White. Constable Jones has acquainted me with the details of that unsavory case. Everything else in order?
Yes. Is my coronation mug on illuminating display in the waiting room? I'll make it all done.
Indeed. Then we'll recap on the procedure for the actual passage of the train. After all, it is tomorrow.
Very good, sir. We all stand on the platform facing outward. Enter the royal train from the left. You bow, Percy salutes, I wave, and Gloria goes into her tannoy booth and announces the train.
Correct.
She says, this is the 1103 to Manchester. God rest all who sail in her.
Speed, Heppelwhite. Godspeed.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Heppelwhite. Godspeed. Father.
Yes, Heppelwhite?
Father, if I felt I was unsuitable for a career in the railways, what would you say?
I would agree with you.
You would?
But don't worry, with a bit more training, you'll make it. It's true that for the moment you're clumsy, idle, careless...
And unpunctual.
It's nothing to be proud of. But so was I at your age, Bertrand.
You called me Bertrand.
I'm talking to you now as a father to his son. Consider this a tea break.
Thank you.
When I was your age, I was... younger. Now I am... older. One day you will be older too, and I feel it my duty as a father to guide you towards it.
Yes.
Remember, my boy, you need have no secrets from me. I can guide you.
Yes.
Right, Heppelwhite, tea break over. You and Valentine start trimming the hedges in front of the station.
Yes.
If Her Majesty chose to stand on tiptoe, she could glimpse them through the waiting room window.
Watch where you're putting those shears, Sweeney Todd.
I'm sorry, Percy, I'm not concentrating. I'm still trying to think up something special for the royal train. You can't think of anything to make tomorrow a bigger success, can you?
Yeah, cancel it.
No, wait a minute. Just a minute.
What?
Well, I have got an idea. Fireworks.
Fireworks?
Yeah. Arrange a firework display. Let them all off as the royal train approaches. Sort of a salute.
Yeah, that's a thought. The trouble is, Daddy's seen me setting them up and I want them to be a surprise.
Well, you can hide up the sidings by that old water tower.
But I still...
You can hide inside the water tower with a periscope.
Won't Dad notice I'm not on the platform?
Well, if he does, I'll make an excuse for you. Say you were suddenly called away.
Yes.
The first thing you'll see will be all the rockets all going up. Oh, you reckon you've made a day.
Oh, good idea, Percy. I'll do it. The trouble is, though, where can I get fireworks at this time of the year?
Oh, yeah. Difficult, certainly, yeah. And, wait a minute, though.
What?
Oh, I've just thought where I might get to some... Could cost you a bit over the odds, mind you.
I don't mind if it makes tomorrow go with a bang.
Done. A bloke in a khaki uniform will bring him round here tonight.
Bloke in a khaki uniform?
Yes, so odd job man, you know. Works for this mate of mine. He still wears his old battle dress. You know the way it is. Don't take any notice of what it says on the boxes.
What will it say on the boxes?
Well, it might say something like War Department.
War Department? What? That's espionage.
No. They belong to this old lady, you see. Wait a minute. I've just had an idea about this edge.
What?
Something else that'll tickle your dad this will. Now, what?
Bertrand, Percy made a good job of those hedges, Mr. Heppelwhite.
I've some doubts about that attempt to cut that one in the shape of a corgi.
Mm.
But there's no time to rest on our laurels, Miss Simpkins. The royal train is due in 3 minutes. Where are the other two?
Well, Percy's smartening up, and I saw Bert go by a moment ago with a periscope.
A periscope? Ah, there you are, Valentine. Where's Heppelwhite? You seen him?
Oh, he'll be back in a minute, sir. He's just gone to,
you know. The Simpkins report that he was carrying a periscope.
Periscope? Oh, yeah. So he was, yes.
What does he want a periscope?
Oh, so that he can see better, sir.
But only before it was on the platform. Good heavens, we can't see the royal train without a periscope from a distance of 40 inches. It's been acting very strange there. I've been wondering whether the extra work in preparing the station for the royal train...
Mr. Heppelwhite! I can see it! The royal train!
Yeah, coming round the hill by Barley Mow Corner.
Oh.
Yes, it is. By Joe, it is. Where's Heppelwhite? Perhaps he's caught his periscope in something.
It's coming nearer, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Of course it's coming nearer. Did you expect it to go backwards? Attention. To attention, everyone. Miss Simpkins, throw your chest out. Valentine, stop waving.
I am waving.
Then wave louder. We have to make three of us look like four.
Good gracious, fireworks from over the water tower.
Fireworks? They look more like army flares. But never mind that. Brace yourselves, all of you. Get ready to salute. This is the biggest moment of our lives.
Oh, Mr. Heppelwhite,
Can't do that.
Because it's making for the watch house.
But what happened?
That old fool Frank drove it to change the point.
But why?
I know. It's those three red flares. He told me that the signal to switch over.
Who fired those flares? I'll tell him. Where's the watch house now? I can't look.
Well, would you believe it? He's gone one town of sight. In and out the watch house, it's back on the main line. He's switched up completely.
How could you do such a thing? How could you do it?
Well, you see.
Never lose that one. The father. Why? That's what I want to know. Why? Because of silence of the wife. I'm sorry, sir.
You may well be sorry.
I'm awaiting a call from St. Pancras himself. He'll no doubt give the severest possible reprimand. What can I say? That the railway Heppelwhite diverted the royal train through the coal yard by firing three illicit flares, property of Her Majesty's army?
If you'd let me explain, sir.
Nothing you could say could ease the grief you caused me. In particular, because I have no alternative but to ask for your resignation from the railway.
But, do you really mean it?
I assure you, it hurts me more than it hurts you.
Yes. Oh, dear. How awful.
Oh, Bertrand, my boy. But I should live to see this day. Nothing I can say. Past deciding, station master speaking. Oh, good afternoon, sir. Yes, sir, the royal train. I can only...
What? You mean...
Good heavens. Oh, certainly, sir. Yes, indeed, sir. I'll pass our message on to him. Think nothing of it. All in a day's work at past deciding. Thank you, sir. Goodbye, sir. Bertrand, why didn't you tell me?
What?
There's St. Pancras on the line, my boy. The royal driver has just informed him of your heroic action in saving his train.
Saving it?
Oh, there's no need to be modest, my boy. I know it all. We saw this obstacle on the line. The royal train hurtling towards it. Instantly recalled the old railway code. Three red flashes. Switch the point. Bradshaw diverted to the train. Tragedy with the letter.
Just a minute. This obstacle on the line.
Oh, I can't think how it got there either. Apparently some fool had tried to prop it up by the line and it fell. Imagine the driver's feelings. A flagpole right across his track.
Father.
What courage. What heroism. And to think that you would have resigned because your mother took a bad school.
My boy, can you ever forgive me?
I'll still resign if you like.
No, no, don't mention that word.
No, I insist.
Quite unthinkable. The railways need men like you.
But the flagpole, it was me.
I know, you saved the royal train. After today, this station has a great future. And you have a great future with you. They'll never close down Her Majesty's own fastly siding.
Hindering the passage of British Rail from past these sidings were Arthur Lowe as Horace Heppelwhite, Kenneth Connor as Percy Ballantyne and Bradshaw, Ian Lavender as Bert Heppelwhite, and Liz Fraser as Gloria Simpkin. The program was written by Jim Eldridge and produced by Edward Taylor.
Next week, this time you can hear I'm Ken, He's Bill, featuring two young actors new to radio, Peter Cleal and Derek Seaton.